When Kenya launched its military assault on Islamic extremists in Somalia just over a week ago, reprisals were always on the cards. Kenyan officials have been on high alert for days, and for good reason. Two grenade attacks have rocked the capital, Nairobi, in less than 24 hours. It's raised fears that the Al-Shabaab militants from Somalia are making good on their threat to retaliate.
In the space of just 24 hours, Nairobi has been rocked by two separate grenade attacks, one at a bus stop during rush hour that killed one person, and the other at a nightclub that left a dozen people injured. Nairobi's provincial commissioner, Niroge Durangu, says it's too early to know who's to blame.
The officers are still working. The suspect that the device was a hard grenade. We are yet to establish that, and therefore we need to give them time. We do not want to preempt or prejudice the investigation, because it's very critical for us to get to know what kind of a device it is, and also maybe try to establish what the intention and motive was.
Nairobi residents are on edge.
I feel like we don't have enough security, and we need, as a country, we need to beef up the security, not only in Nairobi, but in each and every town, all over the borders.
It is not right when you are not well prepared, eh? Then you are just waiting for something to happen.
I think security in Nairobi is not good, by the way. So if there were enough security, that thing could have not happened.
Security is exactly what the Kenyan government is seeking. A series of attacks and a string of kidnappings prompted Kenya to deploy thousands of soldiers into Somalia 10 days ago. Their mission was to crush, or at least push back, fighters from the Islamist group Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab has warned that it will bring the flames of war into Kenya if Nairobi doesn't recall its troops. Just last week, a spokesman for Al-Shabaab, Sheikh Ali Dere, gave an interview to the BBC.
We are telling Kenya and its people that they have declared a war. They don't know what war is. We know it. It's the destruction of both property and the economy. It's the destruction of the high-rise and the beautiful buildings in Kenya, the best in Africa, and the destruction of tourism. And we are telling Kenya it should think twice about this.
Kenya's military intervention could be coming unstuck. Last week, the Kenyan and Somali defence ministers agreed to work together in the fight against Al-Shabaab. But overnight, during a visit to the front line in Mogadishu, the Somali president, Sheikh Sharif Ahmed, seemed to contradict that agreement.
The Somali government and its people will not be pleased with Kenya's intervention. We had no agreement with Kenya beyond helping us with logistics.
The scope, size and even the purpose of the military action might be under a cloud, but all the while the drought and famine persist. Aid agencies say they can't reach more than 2 million Somalis facing starvation in the territories held by Al-Shabaab. The US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has announced more food aid is on the way.
And in Somalia, we face the unpleasant reality of Al-Shabaab curtailing access for relief workers and denying people food and medical aid. We've already committed almost $650 million for food and humanitarian assistance. And today I am pleased to announce that we are providing an additional $100 million, primarily in food assistance for drought-affected areas in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia. And this new funding will help us reach more people and support our humanitarian commitment well into 2012. So we are trying to address hunger on all fronts, providing emergency aid, building resilience, investing in solutions that will have lasting effects, seeking innovations that will help us mitigate crises now and in the future.
Aid isn't the only thing rolling in from the West. Foreign military forces have reportedly joined the offensive against Al-Shabaab. A top Kenyan military official has been quoted as saying that US or France have stepped up airstrikes in recent days. But diplomatic and military officials from the United States and France have denied the claims.
Emily Burke.